בפרק א', משנה ג', בשמי אומרים, אין מליכין הססולם משויבך לשויבך, אבל מתאו מחלון לחלון. בשמי says, one is not allowed to move a ladder from one dovecot to another dovecot. Rav explains that we're dealing with a ladder that's specifically used for the dovecotes. We're not dealing with a regular ladder that's used to fix roofs and things like that. And the issue here is maris ayin, that people will think that when you're moving the ladder, you're moving it specifically to fix things, which you're not allowed to on Yontif. And we're also only dealing with a rishus hayachid, a person's private residence. If it was a rishus harabim, it seems that everybody, even Beis Hillel we're soon going to see, they would aser it too. Everybody would aser in rishus harabim. Sounds like even if it's a ladder that's used for the dovecotes. But here we're dealing with a ladder that's used for the dovecotes, and it's also in rishus hayachid. And Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to move it, aval mateo mechalon lechalon. But by the one dovecote, not going from one building to the other building, rather within the same dovecote, Mateo mechalon lechalon, you're allowed to go to each window, each opening within the same dovecote, because there it's very obvious that you're not moving it to fix the roof. Mashenkin, when he's walking across from one building to the other building, there's more chashash of maris ayin. But when it's within the same one, there's no maris ayin at all. It's kind of obvious what you're doing. Uveisil matim, beisil matters this. There's a problem of maris ayin, and usually there's a concept that's brought up in Shas that when we deal with maris ayin, afilu bechedri chadarm hu aser. It's even aser, even if nobody's going to see you, you're in the most innermost room within a room, and nobody's ever going to see you there. You're not allowed to do things that are aser mipnei maris ayin. But the Rav explains because of Simchas Yontif, Beis Hillel is mater even from going from one dovecote to the other. You can be walking across your yard, going from one dovecote to the other. Someone may think that you're going to fix your roof. Nevertheless, it's still mater because of Simchas Yontif. Next case. Beshame Ermim lo yitol ele imkein nina mibod yom. Beshame says that on Yontif you cannot take from these little doves to Shecht unless you move them around, you handle them before Yontif. Veisil Ermim oimid va'omer ze v'ze ani noitel. Veisil says that you do not have to handle it before Yontif, rather you can just stand up and say, from this one and that one I'm taking. You have to specify it. So Tais Yontif brings the Gemara that asks, why does the guy have to say this one and that one I'm taking tomorrow? Why does he have to designate? Just say Breira. He should just say simply, the ones that I take tomorrow, those are the ones that are retroactively ones that I chose. That's a concept of Breira. And we say Breira on Isurei Derabanan. Why not say that? So Gemara answers is that we're chayish that perhaps if he changes his mind, he'll start handling ones that he actually doesn't take. And Breira only means that if I just pick one up and take it, that's the one I always intended retroactively. But if I handled other ones, that means that in the end of the day, I also handled ones that I didn't designate retroactively, and I handled things that are muksa. And the other reason is, why not just say from any of them? Why does he have to actually designate specific ones? Because if he says any of them, and then he finds that they're all weak and not fit for shechita, he may not shecht any of them, and it'll deny him of Simchas Yontif, but when he specifies, it sounds like he's going to take them anyway regardless. So what's going on here? So the Rav explains we're dealing with dafka, the first row that's closest to the mother bird, because the people that would raise these doves, they would leave the first row, which is these two little baby doves, near the mother, so it shouldn't go away. And Beis Shammai's held that just saying, Erev Yontif, that I'm going to take from this one and that one, that's not going to work, because maybe tomorrow on Yontif, if you didn't do anything before Yontif to feel it, when you actually get there on Yontif, you may change your mind. You may feel the one that you designated with your mouth before Yontif, and then when you move it around, you say, you know what, I don't want this one, I want the other one. And then you'll take the other one. Beis Shammai said, that's why we're supposed to handle it before Yontif, because when you start feeling it around, and you know that this bird, you realize the bird is fatter, and then it's better for Shechita, and then you won't change your mind. And Beis Hillel holds that we're not gozer on this, that a person may change his mind, even by the first row. Well, now, why we speak about the first row? Because Beis Shammai held that the first row, people have rachmanis on these little birds, and they're more likely to change their mind. That's why Beis Shammai Aser, Beis Hillel says we're not choshish for that, even by this row. But according to everybody, all the other rows would be mutter to do like Beis Hillel, where Erev Yontif, if you could just say, from this one and that one, I'm going to take.